Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if leadership isn't about authority, titles, or power, but transformation? In this episode of This Week in America, I welcome leadership author and technology executive Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way. Drawing on nearly four decades of experience leading teams through innovation, disruption, and high-pressure environments, Paul shares a powerful framework for turning challenges into opportunities and pressure into purpose. Using lessons inspired by ancient alchemy and modern leadership principles, Paul explains the six core tenets that can transform both you personally and professionally. These principles help leaders build resilience, develop confidence, create meaningful impact, and lead with integrity in an increasingly complex world. Whether you're leading a company, a team, a family, or simply trying to become the best version of yourself, this conversation offers practical wisdom and actionable results and strategies to help you unlock your full potential. Pleased to welcome author, technology executive, and leadership mentor Paul Berger, author of The Alchemist Way, unveiling the secret formula for success in life and business. Paul, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today. So much to talk about. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me today, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to the conversation. And I mentioned transformation several times in the introduction. What was it in the transformational journey? Why is that at the heart of the Alchemist Way? What is the key of transformation?
Now, that is a great question. Because there are two types of journeys that we take. And, you know, you've always got growth, you've got change, and lifestyle change. Like, have you ever made a lifestyle change that just didn't stick? You found yourself back in relapse even after making, like, a New Year's resolution?
Oh, year after year, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this right here is the key distinction. So when we talk about change, we talk about growth, we're typically talking about adding a skill. And in that process, your identity remains exactly the same. Now, the distinction is in transformational change, your identity literally changes. Growth says, I'm going to get better. Transformation says, I'm going to become something entirely new. So when the addict goes clean and sober, when we become a parent, our identity changes. When we go from a student into a professional, our identity changes. So what I wanted to do is just point out that key distinction. Transformational change is a much, much bigger and more important change.
You talk about it as being not traumatic. It's intentional. And we really shouldn't look for quick results. This is really something that starts building long before the results are visible. So this is not overnight necessarily, is it?
No, that is absolutely correct. It's like transformation is something that is more forged than it is just a quick fix or a quick change. In fact, that's why things typically don't stick, because the real work didn't happen.
Well, and you'll find out how to make it happen in the real life, in real life, by getting a copy of Paul's book. It's The Alchemist Way. It's available wherever books are sold. We'll give you Paul's website, book availability, all of that as we go through the conversation. You describe leadership as an act of transformation rather than a position of authority. What do you mean by that?
Well, the thing is, that is actually something that took me a while. It's like in my leadership journey. So I've had a job since the age of 12, Rick. And it seems like, you know, inevitably, leadership positions ended up coming to me. And it wasn't until I really took that big leap and I transformed that identity. It's like, gee whiz, Paul, this keeps finding your way here. You really do have to lead. People look to you for that. And so I had to shift that identity. And once that happened, that's when the results got significantly better.
What is the difference between change and transformation? And I imagine like there is a difference. Am I correct in that? Is transformation a form of change, or are we talking about something that's separate?
No, you're absolutely correct. Change, like I said, a lifestyle change, it doesn't stick per se.
Yes.
Your identity remains the same, right? And transformational change says, it says, I'm going to become something new. So change says, I'm going to grow. And I'm going to get better. Transformational change says, I'm going to become something entirely new.
All of this is laid out for you in Paul's book, The Alchemist Way. Why did you choose the metaphor of the alchemist? And what's the goal that people are really seeking in their life?
Another great question, Rick. In an ancient world, the alchemists had mastered the craft of creating gold. They would take ordinary materials, base metals, and through a process of purification, not only of the metals themselves, but also of their own soul, they were able to create gold. Today's modern day alchemists, the same truths hold true. They unlocked a potential not only in themselves, but also those around them, whether it's their communities, or whether it's their families, or whether it's their teams at work. And so the gold is a great metaphor, because also so often we get confused as to where is the gold in our lives, right?
Yes.
Is it really in the destiny? No. The real gold is in the journey itself. The gold is already in you. And also the gold is in the people that stand beside you through the fires of life when they burn their hottest. So that's why I chose it, because I wanted the ancient metaphors, those same principles that applied to the alchemists, apply to modern day leadership principles. And also, I weaved my own story through that, both personal and professional, throughout the book.
And that's what makes this so relatable, because you have gone through and you have struggled, you have learned just like all of us do in life, and you document all of that in such a remarkable way. The book is The Alchemist Way. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Paul's website is thealchemistwaybook.com. We've got links on our website. Also, Paul-Berger, and that's BOERGER.com. Personal website information on the book there as well. And again, links for both those websites on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. After nearly 4 years of leading engineering teams, what inspired you to write this book now? And let's go back to maybe a specific moment where this sort of came to you. You're talking about building since age 12, trying to learn how to do this and do it in the best possible way. Was there a moment that you learned you really couldn't lead others until you learned how to lead yourself?
Exactly. Well, there was an exact moment that this book had to manifest. You see, I was sitting in the back of a large auditorium where my daughter, Alexa, who I've raised as a single dad since she was 5 years old, had stepped onto the stage to receive her Bachelor of Science in Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering. And that was May 10th, 2024. Now, what happened was I was reflecting exactly 37 years to the date. May 10th, 1987, I was standing on a similar stage, clutching my freshly minted Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering, right? And the contrast, though, was I didn't have a clue. At best, I was like this accidental leader that had somehow slogged my way through engineering and also financed my own way out of a small town in Iowa. And it was on that day that I said, you know what, Paul, you've come so far. I'm going to write this book. And I'm going to hand this to my 22-year-old self. So that way he's got a much better shot really streamlining it's like your way to results, your way to leadership. So I really wrote this book to give to my 22-year-old self. But since time travel is not possible, come on, Elon, let's get going on this. I'm hoping that this can act as a guide to help others go from where they are to somewhere that they've never been.
And I mentioned in the beginning, this is just not for people looking for success in their business lives. This is professional people as well as just personal people of family, how to be a better you and make yourself someone who's very successful in dealing with other people.
That is correct. You know, that's something it's very true. I think all leaders will agree that before we can lead others, we must first lead ourselves. Because if you can't get yourself organized to lead yourself, you certainly can't do that for others. And so that's where I think the real benefit of this book happens. Like you'd mentioned, if you want to make yourself better, you're going to have to lead it. You want more wealth? Lead it.
And again, I say that's one of the reasons this book is doing so well. It is so relatable. We can see us reflecting in you and what you went through and the mistakes you made, the successes you had. You share in the book, The Alchemist Way. Book available wherever books are sold. Paul's website, thealchemistwaybook.com, or his website, paul-berger, and that's BOERGER.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention the 6 timeless core tenets: goal setting, belief, character, vitality, consistency, and servant leadership. Let's talk about belief. That's something that some of us really struggle with, believing in ourselves. It's one of the core tenets of the book, as I mentioned. Why is that so powerful, and how does that shape our ability to reach goals by having that self-belief?
That's a great question. Now, most people, Rick, think that belief is like a feeling, an emotion. But belief really starts always with a decision. If you haven't decided, you haven't taken that very first step in belief. And once you've made that decision, that's where you start building the belief. That unlocks the faith at that point. And I love the way the Bible said it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I've got a section inside of the book that's not only my personal life, but also my professional life, in the Believe and Achieve, getting teams to believe in that goal and to believe that we can actually do this new product development is half of the battle.
And you talk about the winner effect. Talk about the importance of that in belief. That's another growth process as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the winner effect is kind of a dopamine, a good feel-good chemical gets released from your system as you make a small win. And it's something that I've personally gotten addicted to. It's like throughout my career, as we've brought new products to market, delivering over 100 innovations and products and services. And in fact, one team, I'll never forget, it was I was with Hewlett-Packard for 24 of the last 39 years. And one of the neatest products that ever came out of that lab was this handheld scanner. And I ended up designing the very first apparatus to extract all of the video images out of this imaging head down here. Now, this right here didn't do too well in the market, but what we did is we took out the optical navigation system, which made its way into the mouse. So if you flip your mouse over, if it doesn't have that track rollerball at the bottom, that nasty track rollerball, that came out of our team in the late 90s. We licensed it to Microsoft, and you'll see the optical mouse pretty much everywhere. But there was a number of us that had a difficult time believing that there's enough spatial information on paper for us to navigate on accurately. But of course, you can see it started with that decision. It started with a belief.
And ended up being very successful at that. And you talk about belief is built through small daily wins. Talk about that, because when you think about it, that really makes a lot of sense. The more wins you have, and they don't have to be big ones, but the more wins you have, the more belief you have in yourself, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, some people, I think they have it backwards. They think that, you know, inspiration has to come first. The belief has to come first. But actually, that first step has to come first. Because what happens is, you know, you'll wait all day to get motivated for a change. You'll wait for a very long time. It's like for the inspiration to come. But the important thing is, take that incremental action. And then when your subconscious and conscious see that result, that's when the motivation just pours on. And that's a kind of a key distinction that I do kind of outline inside of the book as well, because you nailed it. Our minds love seeing us succeed. We get those small wins. We see it. And then, of course, that just motivates us even more.
That builds the confidence. And that's all part of the six timeless tenets that Paul talks about in his book, The Alchemist Way. Another is character. And it's interesting you mentioned the character is more valuable than talent. Why do you believe character is such a critical investment in who you are and who you become and the leader you become?
Ah, absolutely. I've seen teams and careers destroyed. I've actually seen them succeed based on character or its absence. You know, in the book, I use a metaphor that our human interaction experience is like dealing with icebergs. We only see maybe the top 10% of the person, and we interact with that. But the character itself runs deep, and it wants to reveal itself, and it always wants to be tested. And at its root, character is the ability to keep a promise to yourself. It always starts there. If you can't keep a promise to yourself, you're certainly not going to be able to do that to others. And what I found is, if you think about Maslow's, you know, hierarchy of needs and that pyramid, I always draw this as the very base of that pyramid is trust and respect. And that character is what builds that bottom layer. Then open and honest communications and achieving common objectives through teamwork. What I found is, whether it's a team at work or as a family, if you have a blended family, for example, you've got to get that trust and respect at the base. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to build anything on top of that, including families and teams and churches and communities. So I'm a big fan of that. Character is not something that we're born with, Rick. Character is something that is forged. And it's worth every investment.
Well, you mentioned it briefly there, and you talk about it in great detail in the book and character. That's something you build in private, and it's revealed in public. You just don't go out and hope it you know, character kicks in when you're talking to your group of employees. It's something that you build in private and you share in public, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Like I mentioned, character wants to reveal itself, whether it's through temptation or whether it's through laziness or whether it's, you know, cutting corners. It's like it does want to reveal itself.
Well, it's interesting you touch on that, because how do daily habits, rituals shape long-term success and motivation or talent? And I say that because some people are people that like to take shortcuts. They like to find the easy way, not necessarily the best way or the most efficient way around it, but they'll try to find shortcuts. They maybe take a project and cut it down and make major changes. How important is that? And when you do that, that really impacts your overall performance, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in fact, habits are the one thing that give us the consistency behaviorally. It's like that we need every single day. It's one thing that I do encourage us to do in a book is the very first thing you do in the morning, that's going to be habit one. The second habit that you do is going to be habit two, whether it's getting a cup of coffee or whether you're getting some breakfast or whether you journal or no matter what you do. Then, but your constellation of habits, the habit one plus habit two plus habit three plus habit four, that creates a routine. And that routine will either bring you closer to your goal and to the person that you want to become, or it'll take you further away. So I always encourage us to take a look at those habits at least once a week. And always, because they're going to be the ones that give us the consistency. And the consistency conquers all. Consistency enables the compound effect. So you can, put a little bit in month savings every single week, and you can see those huge rewards. The same effect is with a team or a family. Those small investments that you make in your team and your family, that will enable the compound effect. And that's not done overnight. And that's why this transformative experience is a little bit slower, because you need to get the returns on those investments. Like going to the gym one time, working out really intensely, and then a week later, it's like there's no sign of it. But when you go to the gym consistently, just a little bit every day, you'll see those outcomes. You'll see those results. You'll see that cumulative effect kick in.
The nice thing, there's so many, but one of those in Paul's book is one tenet that he's talking about here. One process builds on another, and all of a sudden you see yourself in a different light by following these principles. The book is The Alchemist Way. The book is available wherever books are sold. Paul's website is thealchemistwaybook.com. His personal website, paul-berger, BOERGER.com. And the book is available with the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And book available, rave reviews for the book. When I went through the list of tenets that we were talking about, the ones that you list in the book, the six, some probably surprised people. They're not necessarily ones that come across on most lists that you look. And vitality is one, and you talk about the role of vitality and leadership responsibilities and the role it plays. And when you think about it, I can't be an effective leader or an effective person if I'm exhausted all the time. So vitality is really a key, isn't it?
Yes. I think that you've heard that, like on an airplane, it's like, in case, put your own mask on first before you help others.
Yes.
And vitality is exactly that. The old sage once said, it's like you can't pour from an empty cup. And so vitality is the energy that we bring to not only our goals, but our teams and our families. And, not everybody shows up motivated to succeed. Not everyone's going to be there. And I've actually been in meeting rooms where the only distinction, the difference is the energy of the leader. And it's the outcomes are drastic. So you have to bring that, which means you're going to have to prioritize proper nutrition, diet, exercise, and especially rest. You kind of touched on that when you said, hey, if I show up good and tired, that dog won't hunt. That won't work.
Another tenet is consistency. And some would go, what necessarily does that have to do with that? And you talk about it as maybe one of the most important tenets and where most people fail. Why is that?
And that is, like, I've gotten into trouble with that in the past, especially when we're doing new business creation. We're typically in a small experimental team of engineers, engineering leads, and we find ourselves working way too many hours because we don't have the budget, but we want to see that come to market. And so the first thing that goes out the window is proper nutrition and proper exercise.
Yes.
And before you know it, the rest is gone. And what I found is that's puts us back several steps, and it takes a long time to recover that. So that's something that is a priority to me now, the proper nutrition, diet, exercise, as well as rest. And it's something that you're going to have to make sure to keep that a priority, because if you let that go, if your health is in shambles, it's like, you know, that no matter what your success is, it's not going to be worth it. The price was too high.
What is it like when you're a leader of a team of innovation? You've got the engineers and the scientists together. You're working on something. You mentioned the project before that had hits and misses as you were getting it started. What's it like when you have that belief that I think this is going to work? I think we got brilliant minds in here. We can work it out. But you need to keep everybody else. I mean, after a while, people are like, this was the seventh time we tried this and it failed. I'm not sure this is going to work. How do you keep them interested in the project, keep them going forward? And again, leadership starts obviously with leadership in believing in yourself.
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the distinctions, I think, of this book is that posture. When you're in new product development, when you're new business creation, these are things that people have never done before, even thought before. And engineers don't just flock. They don't follow. You have to make sure that we're encouraging. We're having them operate from the strengths. We're casting that vision. We're setting the goals properly. And the thing I always likened, you know, my leadership experience, which is different than most, is mine never came from a position of certainty. You see, I always like to think of it as, you know, being here in Colorado, being a little too far with the tips of your skis. You hit that point of metastability, you're going way too fast. You're not going to have all the answers, but you're going to surround yourself with people a lot smarter than you, and their answers are going to be in there, and we just got to pull those out, work it, build the plan, and make sure that we share that with ourselves, others, yes, and especially our sponsors. So I'd have to say, you know, this leadership book doesn't come from that position of certainty, which is a key distinction, I think, from so many other leadership books.
Mentioned briefly at the beginning, servant leadership. That's something that seems to be misunderstood and something we throw around a lot. And I'm not sure when people are throwing it around, they really understand what it means themselves. What is servant leadership and why is this one of the six tenets?
Ah, yeah, absolutely. You got to have the heart. You got to have compassion. Because what I found with people is you're not going to be able to influence anyone. And in a nutshell, leadership is influence. People don't care about what you know. Well, they don't care if you got patents. They don't care about my portfolio. They don't care about pretty much anything until they know that I care. I think John C. Maxwell said it once. It's like, people don't care about what you know until they know how much you care. And when you're leading teams, currency of leadership is caring. And they see that and they can tell. And if you're looking out for their best interests, that's when you're going to have influence. Without that, you're not going to be able to influence anybody. I was just talking with a PhD and she was telling me, it's like, Paul, I finally got it. She said, I kept thinking people were going to be listening to me because of my new credential, my new PhD in software. And then she said, what I found was they didn't know that I cared. And she said that made all the difference in the world and her ability to influence this fine group of engineers.
That's amazing. And one of so many stories that come to life in Paul's book, The Alchemist Way, book available, again, wherever books are sold. How does The Alchemist Way, what does that look like in everyday life for someone who isn't a CEO or an executive or who leads a group? They're just an average person out there trying to make a living, trying to get the family going. This can impact them as well, can't it?
Absolutely. You know, we're all sooner or later, Rick, you know, we're all called to lead. Whether it's within a family, you become a parent, you certainly are going to have to. Or it's our community, or if you want to have an influence with anyone, if you want to, like, you know, see your kids succeed without having to bribe them with snacks, or you want to go ahead and make an impact, it's like, to your neighborhood, you will have to lead that. And that comes right down to influence. And that's where the day-to-day, these tools, this framework will take you from where you are to somewhere that you've never been. So you can lead yourself, but also it will do the same thing for your teams. And so if you're an experienced leader and you find yourself actually, you know, thinking you're leading, but no one's following you, yeah, you're just a person out going for a walk. This book will really help you out. As it's good for both, not only the aspiring leaders, the novice leaders, but also the very experienced, especially as we start, losing some of our folks or losing some of our influence.
The Alchemist Way is Paul's book. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned that you have led teams through innovation, disruption, high-pressure environments. Disruption is a term we see more involved in business, where someone says, we need a disruption. We need to get this going in the right direction, and we need disruption. What do you see as disruption, and how important is understanding that in getting things on the right track?
No, that is a great question. You know, like Henry Ford, you know, one time he said, if I asked customers what they think they need, what they want, they'd just say faster horses. So he of course innovated that disruptive technology with the vehicle, with the car. And similarly, that's what we have to do. Not everybody knows that they've actually got a problem. So that what they know is, I mean, they don't know that there's other solutions, I should say, kind of like the car to the horse. We look for that. What are the normal paradigms? How are people doing things? Like when you take a look at your Apple phone, for example, I don't know if you remember, we used to have to download applications, download drivers, and oh my gosh, try to get these things to work together. Then Apple came up with this beautiful model where we just download it from the web, launch it right there. There's a paradigm shift when it comes to innovation. And so that's something that we're always on the lookout for. If there's a better way to do that, something that's never been done before, especially, those are the ones that really excite new product development engineers.
Talking about AI, and I'm going to mention that in a minute or so left here in the program, something that I'm sure you deal with, probably have dealt with for a long time. Does it excite you? Does it scare you? Does it do both of those for you?
That's a very complex subject. But yes, there are AI is a multifaceted stratagem, and I think it's one of the greatest tools of all time. So the way that we use it is like in our businesses now, and the way that it's rapidly evolving, we're able to do things faster and innovate better than ever before. And hopefully we're going to keep that steered in the right direction with the quality of life improving on every single innovation around AI. So I think it's a good thing. I love it. And I use it, and I think it's important, I think, for all of us to get our arms around that, because it really is such a powerful tool.
Well, it's new, so that scares so many people, but I understand it and then embrace it and then go from there. Just wrapping up, when people read the book, The Alchemist Way, what do you hope they remember? Maybe more importantly, what do you hope they do with the information they can read in the book?
Another great question. And what I'd like to see is the application of things and of these principles in your own life. And I don't know about you, but it's like, if have you ever had that dream kind of in your heart that you just want to unlock, but it's always been just slightly out of reach? Well, the Alchemist Way, some of us think that it's like, okay, the distance between where I am and where I want to be is, you know, limited time, resources, or opportunity. But no, it's not. Actually, my hope is that you're going to unlock that potential in yourselves, because dreams don't have deadlines. So unlock that dream. Apply the principles of the Alchemist Way. It's a surefire framework to get you from where you are to somewhere that you've never been. So that's what I'm hoping that folks will take away. They're going to improve their life significantly through the 6 core tenets of transformational leadership.
And I'm going to take a minute here, because you said something that's very interesting. There's so much in the book, and as I say, it builds upon the chapter before that, and it's an excellent read, and you'll reflect and you'll start applying these tenets in your life. Talk about goal setting, and you mentioned that most of us have vague wishes, not intentional goals, and vague wishes ended up with vague results. Talk about that. Think about that, and it's like, yeah, that's sort of a wish rather than a goal, and I hope things fall in place and my wish comes true. I don't necessarily pave the road for success in that manner. Talk about that in goal setting. You've got 3 C's: compelling, clear, and concise. There's really a way to go about it, isn't there?
Yes, that's something that I found. It's like, because you're the goal, the way that not only you set the goal, but the way you articulate the goal. And for every word that you trim out of that. So when I say it's got to be compelling, it's got to be like the smell of fresh coffee in the morning. It just pulls you out of bed, right? And every time you think about it, it pulls you like gravity, knowing it's like, if I achieve this, this is going to change my life or the lives of those around me. And then when I say it's got to be concise, for every word that you take out, of course, we are distracted constantly. And I like to make these goals so small that they literally are mantras. And then I try to fuse that with emotion, very strong emotion. And of course, clarity, as they say, fuzzy targets don't get hit. So we want the articulation of the goal to be able to unlock the belief, which is going to unlock the vision, which is going to unlock the faith. And then, of course, the balance of those other core tenets as well.
What has the response been like to the book, The Alchemist Way? The reviews I've read have been overwhelming. There's talk of that, but they were shooting the possibility of a screenplay, of doing some video version of this as well. What's the response been like for you, and how rewarding is this?
Well, it's we're casting a wider net right now, and so you're absolutely correct. It's like we are toying with the video now, with the, what they call an augmented cinematographic component of this. So you should be seeing that out in the next 6 months. Actually, on YouTube, I've got just a little teaser kind of that, and it's really, really neat, because the ancient alchemy world is a little bit fascinating. And so we got like stressed out CEOs and executives, and they get sucked into this ancient world. They learn the core tenets of leadership, and they come back, they apply them, and it's like it make this really neat impact. So yeah, there is opportunity for film or docuseries is kind of what we're looking at going forward. There's also been an appetite for, gee, Paul, I want to learn more. And so we're going to be setting up a YouTube channel just in the days and weeks ahead, as well as communities. And there's going to be three levels of community in that as well.
Is this an exciting time to be an engineer, to be a scientist? I mean, maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, you had goals. You weren't sure they were achievable, but we're going to work in that direction. Now it seems like just about anything you mentioned has some feasibility to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I think it's one of the most exciting times. There's so many opportunities for us to innovate in so many different categories, and the world has gotten so big. We do have that impact, as they say, put a dent into the universe. So it is, I think, one of the most exciting times in history.
Our guest on the program, Paul Berger. If you're Googling that, that's B-O-E-R-G-E-R. His book is The Alchemist Way. His website is thealchemistwaybook.com. His own website is paul-berger, B-O-E-R-G-E-R.com. All those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold, and plenty of information on his website. Paul, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job, excellent conversation today. Thank you for being with us on the program. Great to have you with us.
Rick, thank you for having me today.
It has been our
pleasure and an honor. So.
Well, thank you. It's been our pleasure to have Paul with us on today. And my thanks to FoxPressMedia.com, delivering personal-driven, performance-driven marketing, production, media fulfillment solutions designed to help brands, creators, and businesses scale with precision, creativity, and measurable impact. FoxPressMedia.com, and I thank them for arranging our conversation. You're listening to This Week in America, and you can catch all of our programs. Listen on 28 podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeart, and more. Also available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Blue Sky, and many others. And while there, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.